Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Joe Mazzulla's called a lot of good things. And boy, Brad Stevens is looking like new money when you talk about, you know, some of the things he's done with this team, some of the players he's gotten, you know, to go out and get Porzingis. And Porzingis has said it all the time. I cornered him on the bus and I said, man, you can't stop smiling. He said, I am so happy that Brad pulled the trigger on the trade. And, you know, we all talked about, well, Rob Williams, we can't, you know, how are they going to do? No Marcus Smart, how are they going to do with that? But Brad, to his credit, what does he do? He goes out, you lose the one dog in Marcus, but then you go back and get a dog just as effective in Drew Holiday. And he's fit to build. So I don't know. This team, barring injuries, I see this team as the team to beat.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody!
All right, it's another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I am Josue Pavone. Cedric Maxwell's here, coming at us from out west, out in San Francisco. The Celtics getting ready to take on the Warriors and the rest of California, right? You got the four cities, the California trip that the Celtics are leaving TD Garden still undefeated. Incredible five-game homestand where they swept and 14-0 at TD Garden, man. Impressive stuff. Also, we're going to talk about Draymond Green, the latest from him and his infinite suspension or indefinite suspension, I should say, rather. And you know, it's interesting, Max. We were given you and Stephen A were kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt in terms of these type of situations. And then like 24 to 48 hours later, all hell broke loose. And, you know, everyone knows what happened, but we'll get into the latest out of that. But first things first, let's talk about the Celtics, man. What's gotten into this team? I mean, this is incredible. Ever since the loss of the Indiana Pacers, they didn't make it to the in-season tournament finals. They didn't make it to Vegas. And it's like they've turned this switch. And I've seen it in a big way, especially in guys like Jaylen Brown, you know, Jason Tatum, the leaders, obviously, but also guys like Derek White and Drew Holiday. But from your perspective, Max, what are you seeing in their approach? What's different about the Celtics right now?
Basically what I'm seeing right now is a team right now that's hitting pretty much on all cylinders. I think if you look at them offensively and defensively, they're playing well. And maybe that not going to Vegas was a good thing for them because you're able to actually come back home, get 3 days rest, and then kind of jumpstart yourself. And they've done that. It was a big test for them, you know, teams that they beat. You know, you came back, you beat New York, who gives you a tough time. And then you had two games with Cleveland, where Donovan Mitchell has always kind of gone wild, and you're able to beat them twice. Orlando's had your number, and you get them back-to-back, and you're able to beat them handily. And you had a lot of different people who were able to win the game. First night, you have Orlando. You're playing without Porzingis and Al Horford. Then the next night, you got Al Horford and Porzingis coming back. So it was very impressive to see how they played, to see how they defended. They were just hitting on all cylinders. Joe Mazzulla has punched a lot of buttons. And, you know, people for a long time have been saying Pritchard and Hauser, you know, they can't be your 7 and 8 guy. They can't be. Right. But, you know, they filled into a nice little role. Brissett's come in and plays some nice minutes. So I'm not sure. We'll get a chance to see. And that's why I said this week, last week was a big week, and this week will be just as impressive to me. I think that if you're looking at this team, if they can come out here and go 3-1, I think that would be a good thing going back to Boston.
Yeah, I want to see if they keep this momentum going. And I love how Joe Mazzulla talked about the three main guys off the bench, the Al Horford, Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, guys who have been playing at a high level as well, you know, really carrying that second unit. But he also talked about guys who are going to have to be ready when their names are called. And then the second unit went out and demonstrated that. Lamar Stevens getting big-time minutes, something he's not used to. You know, that was a big spot for him. And he goes out there, scores double figures, comes out with some big stops, you know, against teams that aren't easy to beat, especially a team like the Orlando Magic, like you said. Celtics haven't beaten since last season. You know, they had this winning streak that carried over from last year into this year, you know, what happened in Orlando. And then now the Celtics go out there and beat them twice on their court, man. I mean, it's impressive stuff. And like you said, that second game, it wasn't even close, man. Like, that's an impressive win, if you ask me, especially when you're able to keep this streak going in a game where, you know, you didn't have Porzingis and you had to turn to guys that aren't necessarily used to having their names called.
Or just as impressive has been the way Jaylen Brown has played in the last 10 days or so. He's been sensational.
Tatum has been okay.
Poor Tatum. Well, anybody else, he's great. But he hasn't been Jason Tatum. He's been spectacular. He's been good. But Jaylen Brown has been spectacular here. Rebounding, as you said, passing the ball, making steals. He said he wanted to be an all-around player. And he's done just that. He stepped into a whole nother role. Al Horford still running the floor. Porzingis, Drew Holiday, you're starting to see more offense for him. He's starting to feel a lot more comfortable. And the guy who's Sean Grandy, my broadcast partner, said, who's probably going to be left off the All-Star team, is Derek White. Derek White is playing as well as anybody. But that's the thing about the Celtic team. How many ways can they beat you, and how many players do they have to beat you now? That's what is really crazy about watching them.
It's like everyone's fist the system, right? If guys aren't available, the other guy's going to pick up the slack. And you're seeing it in a big way on the defensive end of the floor. And I think that's the part that makes this team, you know, that makes this thing feel like it's real. You know, the way they're playing defense, the way they're stopping teams, the way they're stopping opposing teams' best players. And even if that one particular guy, like the Donovan Mitchell, goes off, they're able to get the other guys out of it. And as soon as they're making those defensive stops, it's triggering offensive possessions, you know, at a high rate, getting to the free throw line. You know, it's incredible stuff. Like you said, man, they're hitting on all cylinders. And I know people just throw that out there, but like, no, literally that's the case with this Celtics team.
Yeah, here's the thing about Celtics. How do you defend them then? I mean, the dream scenario for Porzingis is probably this one. Whereas before, he's been your number one option or your number two option. But here in Boston, he might be your third. He might be your fourth option.
Right.
So he's able to fit in a lot more easy with what he's able to do. Brown and Tatum are going up and down. They're playing great basketball. Drew Holiday is fitting into a role that everybody wanted him to fit into. Being that facilitator, that passer, and even the scorer now. And then White at the bench. Joe Mazzulla has called a lot of good things. And boy, Brad Stevens looking like new money when you talk about, you know, some of the things he's done with this team, some of the players he's gotten, you know, to go out and get Porzingis. And Porzingis has said it all the time. I cornered him on the bus. And he said, man, you can't stop smiling. He said, I am so happy that Brad pulled the trigger on the trade. And, you know, we all talked about, well, Rob Williams, we can't, you know, how are they going to do? No Marcus Smart, how are they going to do that? But Brad, to his credit, what does he do? He goes out, you lose the one dog in Marcus, but then you go back and get a dog just as effective in Drew Holiday. And he's fit the bill. So I don't know. This team, barring injuries, I see this team as the team to beat.
For sure. I mean, it's impacting the game in different ways. And guys like Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, you know, they just fit. You know, it's just it's been a perfect fit for the Celtics team. And guys that have been in the league long enough, like your Derek White's and, you know, obviously Tatum and Brown, they know what they need to do. You know, everyone's at their spot where they know what they need to do. And you know what, Max? Maybe you're right. Maybe not going to Vegas was a blessing for these guys. You know, the extra time together, you know, the extra chat, you know, chit-chat. You know, the ESPN graphic about the Jaylen Brown, we talked about this, right? Jaylen Brown went two games with no assists, but he had 42 field goals attempted. You know, I love seeing Joe Mazzulla not only stand up for Jaylen Brown saying that he, you know, he's going to find other ways to impact the game. And it's about the secondary passes that don't always show up on the box score. But then Jaylen Brown goes out there and does it and filling up the box score, especially in that assist category.
Well, I think Jaylen Brown has gotten to this, which I love, is a little bit nastier. We've seen him a little bit more confrontational with other players. I think in Orlando, something happened and he galloped in a player's face, and I'm like heartbeat still because that's all I've asked of those two guys. That when they are more engaged than the guys below them, those that Sean Grandy would say, my broadcast partner, the ancillary guys are going to take that energy that they have and they're going to use it. So, and when they're a little bit nastier, I think that's good for this team.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money bet. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 800-GAM-1234. That was, what's his name? Botsy. He used to play for the Pacers. Those two, they kind of have a history. They had chirped back and forth before in the past. So Jaylen was ready this time. And of course, I think these guys remember what happened in Orlando last time. And they're like, you know what? We're not just going to beat these guys once. We're going to beat them both games, yeah. You know, both games at home. And with that, they got the best record in the NBA.
Well, look at last year, Orlando was 9-20. And they came in your building and they beat you two times in your building last year. The Celtics were determined not to let that happen. And that was a real good – those were some good games. This five-game stretch of New York, Cleveland, Orlando, and that's a tough stretch. And I always say the game preceding you going out on the road is like a road game because you're antsy, you're thinking about, you know, what you're going to be doing next. Well, the Celtics have done that. Now you got a road trip, which is going to be interesting. The fact that you have already opened up and saying, you know, you got you come out here and you're the guy who's Draymond Green, who everybody's talking about. Everybody's saying the Golden State Warriors are dead right now and they can't compete. They can't win another championship. Do they have another run in them? And if anybody brings it out of them, it probably would be the Boston Celtics. So these two games, and then you got a back-to-back against the team that runs people out of the building, Sacramento, and then both the Clippers are playing well now, and then the Lakers. So it's going to be – these next couple of days are going to be good considering what they're doing, how they do it, and how they have to do it.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's going to be – what everyone's going to be looking for, you know, see the way they go about these games, their approach, can they carry that over to what we've seen throughout that five game homestand in Boston? And it'll be interesting to see because, you know, second night of the back-to-backs, Al Horford can't play. Obviously that's always been instilled, but then you wonder how Porzingis' body going to respond to this. You know, they say it's a precautionary thing with the calf, the left calf. That's the same one that he's had a history with before. So, you know, it's just precautionary for the Celtics to not have him, you know, they had him sit out. But then seeing him back in the lineup against the Magic, I think it was encouraging. So we'll see if that carries over to this matchup against the Warriors in San Francisco, where Max is chilling in his hotel room, ready to eat some dinner, squeeze it in his podcast episode before we before he unwinds and gets ready for game plan and everything for the Warriors game, right? I'm sure you got the game tape out, the film. You're ready. You're studying the Warriors right now, right?
Absolutely. And see what they're like without Draymond Green.
Yeah.
How definitely. They're going to play. Is Looney going to be the guy? Kuminga, is he going to be the guy? People have been talking about Wiggins, and Wiggins hadn't played well. They still have some great pieces that, you know, that you think about this team. I don't look at them as a championship team now, but they still have some pieces that can hurt you from night to night. What was it the other day that Steph Curry's three-point streak was broken against Portland? Is that a good thing? Because you know he's coming back for this game.
Staying you start and, you over.
Know, yeah, you stop me on this game. Guess what? Boston, I got something for you. Coming to see you. You know you guys coming to my home. I need to light you up. So this is some high-level stuff.
Absolutely. And like you said, Max, no Draymond Green. The suspension continues. Could go up to 3 weeks, according to a new report from The Athletic that's also stating that he's supposed to begin counseling. But with that, they're saying at least 3 weeks. The suspension continues.
What kind of counseling are we
and
talking?
That's the latest update that comes out from The Athletic. That's all they're saying, Max. Just counseling.
Yeah, we did start counseling. So all the incidents before, there was no counseling? I mean, there's a TikTok tape of Draymond incident after incident after incident after incident.
I think this one takes the cake, though, Max.
He said that.
It's the worst one.
Well, he said, "Yeah, let's see."
The punch on Nurkic, the timing of it, I think, is also significant. It was like the middle of the third quarter. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like one of those crucial plays where your heart was too into it. He just snapped for one reason. I don't know, you know.
Well, he told Stephen A. Smith they were doing something, and he told Stephen A. Smith and Wilburn, that Michael Wilburn, he said, I can't lead this team the way I want to because of the punch. And what happened? He said, people are looking at me completely different. Stephen A. Smith, you know, he was saying that, you know, he said, and he quoted, he said, Draymond Green might play in his last game as a Warrior. So, you know, he knows the ins and outs. He knows the people in high places. You know, he talked to, you know, Stephen A. Smith talked to you and I, so apparently he must know the people in high places. He was able to get on our podcast.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a legitimate source we pulled. Right, Max?
Mm-hmm.
You believe it? What do you think? You think this that would be, you think that's a legitimate, like, that there's a chance of that?
I do. I think if you're the Warriors right now, you're trying to maximize Steph. So you don't, if Draymond's not doing and Klay is struggling, and Wiggins, do you want to make a move? And I've heard for a while people say, well, maybe you go to Toronto. Toronto's always wheeled and dealed, and you know, Seattle, and maybe somebody else comes along coming to Golden State to give them more energy. So we'll find out very, very soon here what's going to happen. So the interest level for me tomorrow is very, very high.
See, the thing with Draymond, man, it's like the older he gets, the more he gets comfortable in doing those type of plays. And I just feel like it's just reached a point where he's gone so far beyond the line that the NBA is just like, we're just gonna have you sit and we'll let time decide, you know, your fate. As time goes on, we'll come up with new ideas. I think this counseling thing is just kind of like the beginning of the process to see if what transpires out of that. The thing about the suspension too is that he can still go to the facilities, he can still hang out with his team. So I think that's a huge. What do you call it?
Can he sit on the bench of the game?
No, he can't do that, Max. But I mean, that's a huge advantage if you're him, because at least you can.
Yeah, yeah,
you could tap in with the team and then go back and work on yourself, if you will, right? Well, so that's a huge event for the NBA. The NBA didn't have to do that. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for candidates isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 300 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to any other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because it knows exactly what I'm looking for. It gives me the top candidates that I need that enables me to comb through the other applicants and get right to the top to what I'm looking for. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the Cedric Maxwell podcast can get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibly at Indeed.com/Maxwell. Just go to Indeed.com/Maxwell right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million monthly unique visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. That's Indeed.com/Maxwell. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, did that happen with John Morant? Was he taken away from the team for what he did?
No.
And not to be around him? So it's going to be an interesting road for him. Very interesting role. And really the funny thing about it, you're looking at a guy who is, once he gets through playing, he's going right into the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Fame player. And the fact that he has won multiple championships, he was Defensive Player of the Year, four-time champion, all-star. So, you know, Draymond Green has solidified himself as an all-star, as a Hall of Famer. But at the same time, he solidified himself now as maybe damaged goods. You know, what I'm gonna do for you, when I get to the game tomorrow, I'm gonna have some lunch. Me and E40, we're gonna go, hang out. your guy E40.
You would pull that off. Knowing you, he would pull up. He would spot you, and all of a sudden, I'll get some kind of wacky video from you two from the court side talking about yo, trying to recreate what happened back in 2020.
E40, Joe Swade. If you guys
talking about the new ping pong, y'all be doing ping pong on video.
Eastway. E40. E40 is a rapper out here.
That would be my rap name if I was in Cali. It would be Eastway.
Yeah, Eastway. He came up to, I saw him at the game, and Joe Sway was standing behind me doing this video thing.
He interrupted you and Gary. That's what happened. But yeah.
And I was introducing myself. So I introduced myself. Hey, how you doing? It's my E40. I said, nice meeting you. And that's when he used those famous words, ping pong, back at you. Okay. All right.
You're looking at me as if I'm supposed to know about this euphemism. Like, I've never heard this in my life.
Wait a minute. You think he's on my iTunes? You think I got him up there or something? Is that what you're feeling? Yeah, I got E40.
I don't even think he's dropped that as a bar, as like part of his raps, that ping pong line. That's a brand new one for me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Lastly, Max, the Detroit Pistons, man, they're still losing. 23 in a row here. And people are thinking that they could get closer to 30, you know, but before they see the Celtics, at least, which would be around the 27. If they haven't won a game between now and the first game back in Boston at TD Garden, it'll be around 27. So what are the chances they win? What are you thinking?
It's hard to believe that they're not going to win a game. I mean, I always say that thing of, you know, a blind squirrel to get an acorn every now and then, you know. Or
this is the NBA, Max.
You got talented guys.
They almost went around the schedule, man. There's like 22 games.
You got some talented guys over there. And for them not just to, luckily, you know, but just by chance to win one. I mean, you can be bad as you want to, but that many in a row and then to have a new coach and Monty Williams, that's crazy. I hope I get a chance to get your guy, Rick Mahorn, on. See what Rick Mahorn.
That would be a fun interview. I would love to have him.
He's my counterpart right now for the Pistons. So I would love to see, you know, I'm going to reach out to him and see what he has to say. Maybe we can get him on the podcast.
That would be cool. Well, right now, as this episode is being recorded, they're down by double figures, but they still got three games until the Celtics matchup, and those three games are against the Utah Jazz, the Brooklyn Nets, and actually it's a back to back against the Nets. So what do you think?
How about this? Do you want to be the team? How about this? Are those two games versus the Nets? Are they on the road or are they home? Do you know if
they're actually home and road? They swap
home and road. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So they're in Brooklyn first, and then they're in Detroit. So that's the last
game. You don't want to be the team that helps them, you know, stop that streak. You don't want to be that team.
I think that's why it's hard to stop now, because no one wants to be that team. So Detroit, they're really going to have their hands full every single night now. It's incredible stuff. But yeah. Anyways, with that, we wrap up the Cedric Maxwell podcast. I wanted to hear your take on it, because we've been catching up a lot, you know, and I keep forgetting to bring that up to you about the Pistons and the losing streak.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Cedric Maxwell podcast. We'll wrap up the West Coast road trip in our next episode. And who knows when we'll have up next, our next guest here on the Cedric Maxwell podcast, man. We always keep it 100. He's Cedric Maxwell. I am Joe Sweet Pavone. And we'll check you guys out next episode.
Peace out.